managed to get about 4 hours of sleep or so, 4 or 5 hours of sleep at the other hotel, and made it back. Got to see the Civic Media offices in Madison and had a nice drive back on Monday. So it was quite an adventure.
Hmm.
I did find out that it's just amazing to me the cost. We know the cost of everything has gone up, right? I mean, and we knew that when they took the minimum wage in most areas, technically not the minimum wage, but basically $15 an hour is the starting wage now for most jobs. We knew that when they did that, that the cost of everything would go up. I went to a big chain sit-down restaurant on Monday morning after getting my 5 hours of sleep thinking, I'm just going to get a decent breakfast. I just went in there, sat down, and I said, I didn't even look at the menu. I said, just give me a strawberry waffle with a side of bacon. And so strawberry waffle, how much do you think it was? A strawberry waffle, it was good, with a side of bacon. How much do you think it was?
That's probably about Madison. $15, $20 meal right there.
$19, yeah. Mm. For a strawberry waffle and a side of bacon, $19.
I know. Here you could probably get that for what, $8 maybe?
Yeah, I would guess $8 to $10. But the cost of everything, as we knew, has just gone up. The cost of food, fast food restaurants, everything, because they're paying their employees more, and everything has just gone up a notch. So people who are making $15 an hour, it's pretty much the same that it used to be when you were making $10 or $11 an hour, because everything pretty much
has to adjust accordingly.
That was a little bit of a culture shock. So, we got Ileana with us to talk a little Phillips, and then we'll turn it over to the news here. Ileana, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good with a logger update this week. What's happening in logger country, Ileana?
Sounds good. I'll start with our sports update. For volleyball, last night the JV and varsity traveled to Athens, and JV lost a pretty tough match for the Athens JV, and the varsity won a very competitive game to the Blue Jays in 5 sets, which means your very own Phillips Loggers are the Marywood North Conference champions for 2022.
Hey, all right. Hang on, let me give you a little. There we go. All right. Nicely done. Congratulations to you and the team, Ileana.
Yep. And then next Tuesday, our varsity will be traveling to Marathon to play in the North and South crossover against Stratford at 7 p.m. In front of all the North and South teams. So basically, we will play Stratford, who we've actually played before at a tournament. So we know how they play, and hopefully this will help us. You know, it'd be so good to win in front of all these conference rivals and stuff like that. So hopefully it'll be a good game.
All right, very good.
For football, last Friday night was our 2023 homecoming game against Northwood Solon Springs, and the Loggers won their game 42-12. It was a very fun game to watch. Lots of energy from the student section. So we originally have never really had like a student section at football games, and one of the players' mom, Ben Vernon, his mom came over and was having us do a bunch of cheers and stuff. So it was just a super fun game, lots of energy.
Yeah, all right.
Tennis had their last match of the season yesterday. Two of our singles players in their first matches, one against Ashland, and one of our doubles teams won their first game against Newman Catholic in their first matches. I think we're losing 5 or 6 seniors, so it's sad, you know, to see all of our teammates go and stuff like that, but, I mean, they had a very good season. For cross country, the Phillips cross country team competed in the Auburndale invite last night. The Loggers completed the sweep of the meet as the high and middle school boys and girls won all 4 races. A special shout out to Leah Harper, Meredith Murlock, and Sarah Knack as they came in 1st, 2nd, and 4th place in the girls varsity race.
All right.
Loggers next race is at the Marywood Conference Championship meet to be held October 12th.
Okay.
And then for school update, I'll just kind of do a homecoming debrief. It was a blast last week with all the dress-up days, holly decorating and float decorating, and, of course, the super fun game Friday night. The seniors won the holly decorating contest. We did, like, a senior scare floor theme from Monsters, Inc. And then the juniors won the float decorating contest with their electrocute the evergreens theme. Unfortunately, in the parade, it rained quite a bit. We got to our float, so we all meet by kind of like the VFW, and we got to our float, and all of a sudden it starts raining, and all of our stuff, you could just see it like everything was drooping, all the markers were running, and it was chaotic, yeah. But I mean, overall, it was a super fun homecoming. My last homecoming ever of high school, so it was a blast. One to remember, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right.
That is all I have for this week, and then I'll get you updated next week again.
Very good, Ileana. Thank you for taking time to join us. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Ileana Winter with our weekly logger update. One more thing about my venture to Madison. I would like to thank the parking meter monitor. I think there's a person that goes around and just monitors all the parking meters.
I think
meters.
They used to be called a meter maid. I don't know.
Meter maids or whatever they're called. So I'm in downtown Madison, 10 o'clock on Monday morning. And not downtown Madison. I'm around the Capitol area. Mm. And there's literally no car. And there's nobody around there. It's kind of it's the area where they have a lot of the concerts and stuff like that. It's more of a night scene. So there are literally no cars anywhere. So I pull up, I found where the Civic Media offices were, and I thought, I'll go find a place to park. And I pulled up, and it said 25-minute parking. And I thought, I'll be close to that. And there's like 8,000 parking spots everywhere around me. Who would give me a ticket? That was my wrong assumption right there. So I took, they wanted quarters, like $2 for 25 minutes. So they had a credit card option. Put my credit card in there. 25 minutes is all they would allow. And I thought, well, I should be back. I'm not going to hang around too long. Well, between finding the place and going in and visiting with the folks and coming back out, it turned out to be 38 minutes that I was there. Well, from that 25-minute to 38-minute mark, I got a ticket for $25. A $25 ticket for parking 38 minutes in a 25-minute zone where there are literally, when I grabbed the ticket off of my window, I could look up and down the street and literally could not see a vehicle parked anywhere. I was like the only vehicle on the street.
Maybe that's why you got the ticket, is because you were the only one there. They need something to mark down a log.
Thank you, Madison. Appreciate it.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Where do we go from here? That's a question for House Republicans on this morning after Kevin McCarthy got the boot, leaving Republicans to cast about for a new Speaker of the House.
After the meeting, several GOP lawmakers confirmed that Kevin McCarthy will not run for Speaker again following his historic ouster. In an unprecedented move, the House voted 216 to 210 to approve a motion to vacate the chair and remove McCarthy as Speaker of the House. Led by Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida, 8 Republicans joined Democrats in backing the motion. The House is paralyzed until it elects a new Speaker. There is no clear successor to McCarthy. Congressman Patrick McHenry, the Republican from North Carolina, will serve in the position until a new Speaker is chosen. Edwin Mora, Washington.
And White House correspondent Greg Clugston with the view from the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Without addressing the messy internal politics facing House Republicans, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden hopes the House will quickly elect a Speaker. Once that happens, she said, he looks forward to working together with them.
A vote on McCarthy's successor, whoever that could be, is possible for a week from today. Police in Baltimore looking for a suspect or suspects. Opened fire last night on the campus of Morgan State University.
This morning, the entire city of Baltimore's heart aches for the Morgan community, for these victims and their families, and for our city as a whole.
Mayor Brandon Scott, 5 people wounded, all expected to recover, and there are no classes today at Morgan State. Payroll processor ADP says America's employers added just 89,000 jobs last month, and that was fewer than analysts had been expecting. On Wall Street, the Dow down a dozen points, while the NASDAQ is up 55. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Newly released figures put the cost of owning a car in Singapore to a record high of more than $110,000.
Singapore introduced certificates of entitlement 3 decades ago to limit the number of vehicles on its roads. Without one, no one is allowed to own a car. They're put up for auction twice a month. The price dipped during COVID when people stopped driving, but now they're reaching record highs, more than $100,000 each. And that's just for the right to drive. This fee is in addition to the outlay needed to buy, insure, and run a vehicle, which is also expensive in Singapore.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. The Philippine Coast Guard says 3 Filipino fishermen have died in the disputed South China Sea after their boat was accidentally hit by a passing commercial vessel. The boat was moored in a fishing area off the northwestern Philippines when it was hit by the passing vessel. News and analysis, townhall.com. The U.S. experiencing a panda population plunge.
The 3 pandas at the National Zoo are set to return to China in early December, and the only pandas left in the U.S. at the Atlanta Zoo will go late next year. China shows no signs of renewing the 50-year-old exchange agreement, and Dennis Wilder for the Initiative for U.S.-China Dialogue on Global Issues at Georgetown University says it can be a punitive measure from Beijing.
They're angry over the semiconductor restrictions, the number of sanctions that the Biden administration has placed on Chinese individuals, problems Chinese have now getting visas to the United States. So it could well be possible that they're trying to send a signal.
I'm Tiffany Wong.
Arraigned in Delaware, Hunter Biden pleading not guilty to several federal firearms-related felonies, released on a series of conditions, including having to look for a job. More on these stories at townhall.com.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment, or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Aylin. Wisconsin Republicans opposed the removal of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
McCarthy was voted out as Speaker of the House on Tuesday after far right-wing Republicans pushed for his ouster. Ahead of the vote, Eau Claire Republican Derek Van Orden said Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, who was leading the effort, was out of line.
The motion to vacate the speakership is a fool's errand, and I can't think of anyone better to lead this effort than my colleague from the great state of Florida.
Democrats Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan joined all other Democrats in voting against McCarthy. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Stevens Point State Representative Katrina Shankland announced Tuesday she's running to challenge Van Orden for his 3rd congressional district seat next year. Shankland says she wants to take a record of working with both parties to Washington.
And I think a candidate like me, who has a proven track record of not only winning, but delivering for Wisconsin, is exactly what not only the base, but everyone in the Wisconsin's 3rd wants.
Shankland adds the district deserves better than Van Orden.
Extremists like Derek Van Orden are ignoring the needs of working people because they're too focused on causing dysfunction.
Shankland is one of 4 Democrats that have already announced for the seat. Milwaukee man has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for his role in his son's shooting death.
Jose Gonzalez had earlier pleaded guilty to neglecting a child in the February death of 5-year-old Elijo Gonzalez, who got a hold of a gun and shot himself. Prosecutors said the elder Gonzalez left two loaded guns in his bedroom while he was at work with Elijo and his 11-year-old sister in the care of their uncle, Brian Jench. Jench pleaded guilty last month but is receiving medical and psychiatric treatment and has not yet been sentenced. Gun safety advocates say the tragedy is a strong argument for owners to lock up their guns. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, get up here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The author of legislation to legalize marijuana in Wisconsin says it could be beneficial to the state's agricultural community, including farmers who are already legally growing hemp.
The potential, which we don't have here in Wisconsin, to expand that market to high THC products that our neighboring states are able to embrace. I know that there are good paying jobs there.
Senator Melissa Agard of Madison has introduced a bill to legalize recreational marijuana before, but it's never advanced in the Republican-controlled legislature. And a proposal in the state legislature seeks to make the monarch the state's butterfly. Proponents of the bill seek to bring awareness to the struggles of the insect. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says due to habitat loss, disease, and climate change, the monarch is at risk of disappearing, but they add it's not yet considered endangered. The agency points out that more than 80% of the species have died off over the past few decades. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth Classic Bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered storms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 71. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 46. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 60. Temperatures well below average Friday and Saturday with highs in the mid-40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Another look at the short range. High of 71 today. Lows level off around 46 tonight. We should top out at 60 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 64.
What do you listen?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
Picket fenced in, her heart's like a feather in a Tulsa wind. Seaside breeze, a breeze. bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, right next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down. We'll be right back.
raise some kids in red and black, go Bobcats, while the other half of my hometown was in the crowd. They knew the words, they sang them loud, and all I wanna do was make them cry, cause that for me will always be Knoxville, Tennessee.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Right now, we both know we're Marina Del Rey. Plane's gonna fly away, and you'll be on it. And by this time tomorrow, I'll be singing yesterday. The sunshine's gonna fade and we can't stop it. So before we turn in, I can't make you love me. Let's be brown girls, sweet Caroline, free fall of small town Saturday night. Before you lose that loving feeling, let's go dancing on the ceiling. Keep on living that teenage dream. Day. What do you say?
pretend we're brand new, sweet Caroline, free fall of snow till Saturday night, before you lose that loving feeling, let's go dancing on the ceiling, keep on living that teenage dream, paradise city where the grass is green, pretty soon you'll be always on my mind, that's a song for another time.
Old Dominion there with Song for Another Time in 98Q Country. Well, as many of you know, Phillips Fall Harvest Festival is happening this weekend. We'll be there Saturday, broadcasting right from the main drag of Phillips from 9 to noon. But a lot of great activities going on this weekend, including the folks at Disney Bricks when Big G is in here to tell us about some of this stuff. Big G, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joel, and welcome, Sandy, from Disney Bricks here.
Hi, Sandy.
Good morning.
Thanks fairly new up. Opened Main Street business right downtown Phillips there, and been enjoying getting to know Sandy here. We've we met through in Northwoods Players, and boy, you know, you always say have a magical day, and you really got a magical story there on Main Street.
Yes.
And I can tell you have a love of Legos. Just tell us a little bit how you... how you happened to get started in Legos and how your passion developed?
Obviously, I've been playing with Legos since I was a kid.
Okay.
We all have, yeah.
I absolutely love Legos.
Yeah.
I've been selling them online since 2018, and now I've opened the actual store downtown. I sell Legos by the piece, by the pound, empty boxes, instruction manuals, new and used sets, and I buy all of the above as well, especially boxes and manuals.
All right. Do you still see things come in that you haven't seen before, or have you seen it all in the Lego world?
No, there's still Lego sets that are brought in for trade that I've never seen that are retired.
Really? Yeah. Yeah,
I was surprised the variety of colors of Legos. I mean, when I had them, I had the red, the green, the blue, the yellow. I think there was some white.
Yep.
But, I mean, there was some. The other day I was in there, you had bins and bins of fuchsia and purple and all those. Where are those, like, are those older sets, or how did those?
Actually, those new colors you're seeing are girl sets. They're called Friends.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I struggled enough with the original ones, you know, trying to build like a house or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then they came out with all the fancy ones with the windows and the wheels, and I was just like, oh, boy, I didn't get the brain for this. I mean, but it's pretty cool, all the different, like you said, you've been in it for how long, and you see things you haven't seen before.
Yes.
Some of these sets. It's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. I also have a lot of large sets. I'm building a Titanic from scratch. That's 9,090 pieces.
Oh, wow.
And these great big sets that I'm building from scratch, once I get all the parts, I'm going to have kids sign up to come in one at a time, or siblings together, to help build these sets and put them together. These are sets that these kids will never probably have a chance in their lifetime to put together.
Yeah. Now, we have Mary on the line with us, too. How is she involved with this here?
Mary, they got a big event going on for Fall Harvest Fest, as we mentioned, happening this weekend.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be a fun event with a pumpkin carving contest, and also a great cause, a great community cause, Mary's Cancer Cure Bag Project.
Okay.
And Mary, you can probably tell us a little more about that, and how you got involved in that.
Well, I was absolutely ecstatic when Sandy called and asked if I would be able to come up Phillips that weekend. My event in Eau Claire got canceled, so I'm like, yes. And I started doing these cancer care bags back in 2019 in April. I've been doing 31 gifts since 2014, and I wanted to do something with my business to give back. My dad had stayed at the Hope Lodge. He had lung cancer, and it really made his day when people would drop off things at the center at where they were staying at the Hope Lodge. And so I decided I would use my business and give back in what I call them as cancer care bags. I get donations from people of either items or dollars, and then I purchase the cancer care bag. It's a 31 bag that I feel is a good size to go to doctor's appointments. I use 100% of my commission on the tote to fill it, and then I take them to the cancer centers, and then they give them out to the patients. And so when I do events for 31, I always have that set up as my main thing, and I hand out information to tell people. And the tote just has a note that says, we're all thinking of you, and it has no advertisements or anything. And so anybody that donates to the tote, I also request that there's no name or business name or anything on it because it's a gift from the heart. And the cancer centers say they just, the patients really appreciate it. And it goes all around. We actually, Cheryl Walker from Phillips just dropped off a whole bunch of 53 totes for me in Medford at Aspirus. And those are going to be distributed to Wausau, Antigo, Medford, Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, and Rhinelander. And so they take them to the center, and then they give them to the patients as they need them.
Right. What a great cause. I'm sure that a lot of us, probably majority of us, have been touched by cancer somewhere in our lives, loved ones and so forth. And what a great cause. What a great way to give back. And what a great way to team up here with Disney Bricks for a fun pumpkin carving event. And Sandy, tell us about your event on Friday. We got to get those pumpkins in, right? We could get those in for judging?
Yes, I've picked up the pumpkins. They were donated by Christine and Craig Boardman of Prentice. Thank you again for the donation. And you can bring your own pumpkins in that are carved, or you can come pick up a pumpkin to carve. You can also carve it at the store if you'd like. All pumpkins need to be turned in by Friday night. The judging will begin Saturday morning by the public from 9 to 3. You'll be buying raffle tickets and voting on the pumpkin of your choice. And it'll be in the form of a 50-50 style raffle. The winning pumpkin will get 50% of the proceeds in the form of a gift certificate to Disney Bricks to buy some great Lego products. The other 50% will be going to Mary's Cancer Care Bag cause.
Okay.
Right, and then Friday, they can drop those pumpkins off between 11 and 5, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, and Mary, you will be there this weekend, is that right?
Yes, I'll be there, and if anybody has any, like, notebooks or puzzle books or decks of cards or anything, they can also bring items for the cancer care bags to drop off as well.
All right, and they can talk to you personally if they want to get involved with what you're doing financially or whatever. You're right there at Disney Bricks, and they can talk to you on Saturday, right?
Yes, and I will have an actual one of the cancer care bags there so they can actually see what the patients actually receive.
I also have one of her bags that I keep in the store so that other people can see it when they come in to shop at the store as well.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, and I understand, you know, if you're not carving a pumpkin, come on in, make a donation.
Yes.
Drop off donations anytime this week.
Yes.
At Disney Bricks. Like I say, it's a great cause, Cancer Care Bag Project, and just a great event, just a way of giving back. Thank you, Sandy, and thank you, Mary, for your contributions and community awareness and having this event happening Well, Friday, get those pumpkins turned in.
Yes, and
11 to 5.
Come pick up your pumpkins this week. Even if the open sign's not up, if the lights are on, come on in.
All right. And what's your address there in Phillips?
161 North Lake Avenue.
Right on Highway 13.
Right on the main street.
That's there,
D-I-Z-N-E-Y. Disney Bricks.
Yep.
And if you love Legos or you just want to talk with Sandy about Legos and your memories of it, it sounds like a place to be, right?
Yes.
And like I said, it truly is a magical place. I mean, they've got Star Wars, like I said, with the Titanic set, Eiffel Tower. I mean, your imagination just can run wild in there.
Yes. Yeah. And I have more than Legos now. I also sell Funko Pops, diamond paintings, and 31 products.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Disney Bricks, D-I-Z-N-E-Y. You're on Facebook. Any social media out there for you? Or
yes.
On Facebook?
Facebook.
Check it out, too. Right there in Phillips, the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. All day on Saturday. Anything we missed here?
Saturday, make sure you get there at 9 o'clock a.m. Those raffle tickets will be on sale, so make sure you get your raffle tickets and vote on your favorite pumpkin.
All right, Mary, thank you for all the great work you do for those with cancer, and we look forward to having you in Phillips, and see you there on Saturday, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Sandy, thank you so much. Sandy.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Big G, as always, thank you. 942 on Reality Radio.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Explore 50% off everything for a limited time now through October 9th at Banana Republic Factory. Save on elevated fall essentials, polished occasion wear, and more only at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store.
From town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are advocating for what's right. We're working to increase affordable housing supply and ensure fair housing for all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's. We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy. I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes, depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary. Absolutely. Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some A discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens. Right.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467. And we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Weather update brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 71. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 46. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs around 60. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures well below average Friday and Saturday with highs in the mid-40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Another look at the short range, high of 71 this afternoon. Lows level off around 46 tonight. We should top off around 60 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 65.
So good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Joe Nichols.
It's a good day for living.
Welcome to the greatest music show on earth.
This is really good.
98 Q Country.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But it was 5 years later on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. You had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
My heart right out my chest.
new artist is called World on Fire at 98Q Country. Well, congrats. The Phillips Lager cross country team continues to have just a fabulous year as they were running yesterday at the Auburndale cross country invite, and the Phillips boys team came away with a team victory. And on the girls' side, the girls also came away with a team victory as Leah Harper led the way for the girls, and Phillips' Gavin Esterholm led the way on the boys' side. We'll have more in detail on those coming up during the noontime sports. Thanks to Coach Olson of Phillips Cross Country for sharing that info with us. As always, our website, a little bit under construction. We are working on things in there. And we have a new section on our website called, it's labeled Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. And we are doing a fundraiser coming up at the end of October. And much like we did last year, where we raised over $8,000, this year we're going to have many items and certificates from area businesses that you can bid on and purchase. And all of the money we raise from that will go to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry right here in Park Falls, serving those who are food challenged in their time of need. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry last month alone gave out nearly four tons of food. Just a great local service. So look for that. We'll be adding items on there that will be available to bid and purchase on our fundraiser. Mark this on your calendar. Friday, October 27th is the day we're going to do 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're going to do a 12-hour broadcast marathon. In my younger years, we did a 24-hour broadcast marathon for charity. I can't do that anymore. I just can't do that anymore. It's going to take me down. So we do 12 hours, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the 27th of October, raising money for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. If you have something of value that you would like to donate to the event, whether you're a business or maybe an individual, give me a call here at the station, and we'll definitely consider making it a part of our fundraiser. We'll accept cash donations on that day, but sometimes people have stuff that they make, or maybe you're very talented and you make stuff, something you think we could use to help on that day, on the 27th of October. Give me a call at the station here at 762-3221. Ask for Joel. That's me. I'd be glad to talk to you about that. Brewer baseball. Well, it comes down to this. You got to win, baby. You got to win. Brewers win tonight. They live to see another day. They lose, the season's over. 5:30 will be our coverage of the Brewers. Our Title Town report is next. John St. John. Sam, we hope your Wednesday is fantastic.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
It's 2-for-1. You choose happy hour, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Close Wednesdays.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 71. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 46. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs around 60. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures well below average Friday and Saturday with highs in the mid-40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Another look at the short range, high of 71 this afternoon. Lows level off around 46 tonight. We should top off around 60 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 65.
All right, before we duck out, reality is that sometimes Big G says, Joel, I'm going on the air. That's reality. Big G has taken over. We got some winners to announce from his Leisure City broadcast from last
week. Yeah, great live remote last Thursday. We're at Leisure City on Woodruff there. You're back, our headquarters of the North. Big hot tub truck event down there. They got 0% financing.
Still going on.
Yep, 0% finance up to 60 months until October 13th. So go in and grab one of those great hot tubs by Vita, Hot Springs, Free Flow, and Nordic. I mean, they got great tubs. I learned a lot about the hot tubs over there when I was over there. In fact, Darla and Gray joined me over there, and yeah, had a great hot tub education. Almost feeling like I want to get one myself. So.
All right.
So, but yeah, I had a great event. I think they sold a couple tubs. They sold one yesterday. So things are moving over there at Leisure City. You're back. Your headquarters are north, located on Highway 51, north there in Woodruff, Wisconsin.
All right, we got some prizes couple that people signed up for.
Couple winners for the Mall of America tickets. We've got Jack Meehoff from Minocqua.
Jack, all right.
Jack Meehoff, his number is 715-614-2046. You can pick those prizes up Friday, starting Friday at Leisure City in Woodruff there. And then we got some Milwaukee Zoo tickets that 98Q Country gave away. And those went to Jenna Gobin. And she is from Hazelhurst. And her number is 706-263-1063. So congratulations to them, and thanks everybody for coming out for that live remote and seeing me and Amy and Chris and Missy and the service manager over there, Brian. So, yeah. I mean, it was a great, great event.
All right, 0% financing for like 60 months, you said, right? 0%?
0%, which is uncommon right now.
Hot tub in January, that sounds wonderful.
You know what interest rates are now, so.
Yeah, all right.
That's a heck of a great deal.
Thank you, Big G.
All right, thank
you,
Joel.
See you later.
It's been said that you should never say never, but people say it all the time. Never eat 30 minutes before you swim. Never judge a book by its cover. Well, another thing you should never do, never be unsure of your insurance.
And State Farm helps to do just that. You can reach them 24/7, file a claim on the State Farm mobile app, or simply call your agent to ask what's on your mind. So you're never left wondering things like, what if my policy doesn't cover this? Or what if I need to make a claim in the middle of the night?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds.